Kozlov Viliam Fedorovich. Kozlov Viliam Fedorovich was born on the 3rd of November, 1929, in the village of Kazenkina, Balagovsky district, Kalinin Tver region. At birth, he had the name Vil Ivanovich Natochiev, from a fashionable abbreviation at that time, Vladimir Ilyich Lenin. His father was a nobleman and his mother was a peasant. In 1936, he was adopted by his stepfather Kozlov Fedor Konstantinovich. He lived in the city of Velikaya Luki, where he graduated from high school and took courses of a pedagogical institute. During the Patriotic War, as a boy, he worked at the front line airfield in the village of Gradobytsy. He has been bombed many times. In 1942, at the Kazenkina station, he organized an amateur art activity in the village club and performed in front of a Red Army soldiers. How old do you think William Fedorovich started working at? 9, 11, 15, 18. At the age of 11, he already started working, changed many professions. He was a collective farmer in the Gorky region, a carpenter's apprentice, studied at the Railway College in the city of Velikaya Luki, to which he returned shortly before the end of the war. Worked in the architectural department, radio workshop, regional drama theater, first became a photojournalist for the regional newspaper Velikaya Luki Pravda, and then a literary employee. In the editorial team, he gained his first experience in the literary field, got a diploma from the Leningrad High Party School, became a member of the Union of Journalists. What do you think? Which of the listed facts about William Kozlov are true? The literary activity of William Fedorovich Kozlov began with his work in the newspaper. His first story, Sun, was published in the newspaper Velikolukskaya Pravda. After graduating from the Faculty of Journalism, he was invited to the newspaper Evening Leningrad. He also published in such magazines as Iskorka, Kreti, Neva, Pioneers, Smina, Algonok, Molodaya Gvardia. In 1960, his first book, Valerka Chairman, was published in Dadges, and then the stories Yurka the Goose, At the Old Mill, Cow Pig, were published. Since that time, almost every year, the largest publishing houses in Russia have published books by William Kozlov, who was admitted to the USSR Writers' Union in 1963. Kozlov's books have been translated into many languages. He was the winner of the All-Union competition for the best novel for children. He was also awarded two prestigious prizes of Russia, named after Alexander Green and Alexander Gontcharov. For his services in the field of development of Soviet literature, the writer was awarded the Order of the Badge of Honor. William Fedorovich is an honorary citizen of the city of Velikaya Luki. In 1922, the St. Petersburg Petrovsky Academy of Sciences and Arts unanimously elected William Fedorovich Kozlov as an academician with an award of a lifetime diploma for his talented works. And in 1994, he was awarded the title of academician at the International Slavic Academy. William Kozlov was nominated by the Cambridge Biographical Center for 1997 to 1998 for the international competition 200 Outstanding Writers of the World and became a laureate with a diploma and a medal. Let's remember the name of the first book that William Kozlov released. William Fedorovich Kozlov is the author of more than 20 different books, of which about half are for children. His entry into the literature can be dated to 1960. Then a collection of short stories, Valerka Chairman, was published. The appearance of this collection was accompanied by abundant reader's mail, letters interested, grateful, enthusiastic. Prior to that, Kozlov's stories were published in newspapers and magazines. Every year, the writer created a book. The writer's life ended on the 13th of April, 2009. Akimov, remembering him, said that he was struck by William Fedorovich's love for his native land and his concern about everything that was happening around.